Florida funds its schools in two main ways, money from the state and local dollars generated by property taxes. And as property values go up, so do taxes, fueling the surge in what's called the required local effort. Some lawmakers, like Republican Representative Keith Perry, are starting to worry that effort is too much.
We, the state, tell the locals that when they keep the same millage rate and the values go up, they have to call it a tax increase. But we, the state, seem to have the attitude that if we keep the same millage rate and the values go up, we don't call it a tax increase. So what I prefer to do is to not raise the local property taxes, and would prefer not to make some of the cuts we're doing here at the state to offset not raising the local property tax. So I realize I'm a lone voice on this.
The legislature includes an optional figure for local districts to use called discretionary, but all the districts use that money in their budgets, and Perry's argument is that it's not really an option. House Education Budget Chairman Eric Frezen says the figure is a reflection of the economy, not an actual tax increase.
So during the time of declining tax rolls, as we've mentioned before, it was essentially a tax cut, if you're going to have that mentality, and now it's just an adjustment with no actual increase in the millage.
88% of the proposed increase would be funded by an increase in local property taxes.
But the legislature still counts the discretionary figure in its proposed budget. Republican Senator Don Gates expressed a similar concern to his colleagues. Gates says it's time for lawmakers to consider putting forward more money in the state's share to shrink the local cost.
If we can reduce what otherwise would be a significant increase in local property taxes, that needs to be, in my view, part of the framework of discussion about tax, holding tax increases down, not doing tax increases, and having tax cuts.
The Florida House has proposed cutting $1 billion worth of taxes, mostly in smaller programs. But some lawmakers, like Gates, say that money could be better spent and have a more widespread impact if it helped bring down costs for homeowners and steered into schools. Senate President Andy Gardner seems inclined to agree.
I mean, that, in my mind, that would be a tax cut. And I think that's some of the arguments or discussion that President Gates has been bringing forward. I think you'll probably see his committee has some more dialogue on that over the next week or so.
That idea could run up against the competing interest of Governor Rick Scott, who has pushed for $1 billion in tax cuts, mostly for businesses. Both the House and Senate have rolled out their complete budget plans. Now, during the next few weeks, both chambers will have to approve their respective proposals and work to reconcile them into a single document. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.